And I want to hand it over to our teacher tonight, who is Anna.
Go, 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 Anna!
Hey. At last!
Hey, yes. Good night, love you all. It has been such a week, but here I am.
Here I am.
Here I am for you guys. So, what I'm going to share, it's about trusting and being in peace, because it has to do with my week. I look like Kim Thor speaking. I'm learning. But, you know, it's a good way of for sharing, because we have example.
Yes.
When we are doing good things with God. And my week since last Friday, I work even the weekend, like Sunday, it was from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m., 9 p.m. Wow. It was crazy. And I was in peace because I didn't know how, but I knew that I will be here on time to share. So, and I was in peace, and it's something I think I already share about it. Lately, I'm experiencing what is to be in peace, really in peace. At the beginning, I was thinking, am I convinced, trying to convince myself that I'm going to be there? Am I? No, no, it's real. It's something real, because it comes from the inside. So I was not afraid, because God gave us the spirit of love and not afraid, and it cast all the fear out. But I thought about two verses that I'm going to read, they were on my mind, because I didn't want to get stressed. So one is in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. That is, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So he will keep me, preserve me, and deliver me from anything that is not good. I know I'm safe. I know he's with me. I know he will take care of me always. So I can be in peace and I can trust. And with God, for me, everything comes from trust, trusting in him. Because when I pray and I do it with trust, I'll be in peace, because I know that God will give me and will provide wherever I need, wherever I ask, wherever I ask. And he knows that we, by ourselves, we cannot do anything, by our five senses, our flesh. So he gave us his spirit, because he knew that we need to be bold and fearless when we want to do things with him. Because despite all the circumstances and situations and tribulations around us, we need to be bold in the spirit he gave us, because we have everything in that spirit. We have all the tools that we need to fight back the adversary. And we can fight it back with good things, with love, with God's power, with light, and spreading his word, make known his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness. Everything that he gave to us is available to others. So when we show it to others, we are kicking the adversary's butt. So, and even when you have a wish and you want to deliver that wish to God and to move, you need to be bold, and we need to be bold, and we need to have a humble and meek heart, because when we have it, we will receive things from God, because we are obeying to his wish, to love him, to be bold, to trust him, to honor him, to love him, to worship him, whenever we do anything with him, we are pleasing him. We are already pleasant in front of him, but you know, he is so blessed. I'm sure he is so blessed with the things we do, and he was waiting so patiently for us to be ready, for our hearts to be ready to believe and to get born again. He was waiting for our hearts, for us to move, and he was always there. Even if we didn't realize it, he was always there, and he is always here, and he will be always when he needs. So we just need to be blessed and to trust him and to be in peace. And that peace comes when we are trusting, because we are sure in our hearts that he is the one that will provide whatever we need, wherever it is, material, physical, mental, or spiritually. We have everything, and he will teach us, he will open our eyes to understand, to see things, they are already there. And this week has been for me something about trusting and knowing in my heart that everything was going to be okay. Even at work, with all that bunch of unbelievers, people that don't believe, I knew that will be okay. There were no incidents or accidents. There were no bad surprises with the equipments. I heard this from their mouth. They were like, it never happened, it's not normal. They didn't know that I was praying for that, and I'm sure that God blessed me hugely with that, because I don't like anyone to be harm or bad with anything, even at work, or especially at work, because they are on the top of towers. They are working with acids, and tonight they are going to work with the nitrogen. So I will be praying for that too, because they are my colleagues, and it's the place where I work, and I know God honor my dedication to that too, because it's a stand, it's a way, attitude, and we are example in everything we do. So he knows that we need that spirit to be in this world, not to live. For me, it's to be in this world, to live the spiritual things. So everything that he made abundantly huge for us, he made it available so we could live that. And we can do that through the Spirit. We are holy. In the Old Testament, they have the holy ground. I was asking Pedro, can I say holy ground, that I am a holy ground? No, I'm not a holy ground, I'm holy. You see me. So I'm round, but not so there, so big like that. But so, and another verse that came to my heart, it was in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Because if there was something to happen, or looking to the circumstances, I need to know that there are no temptation taken you, but such as in common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So God is not giving me the temptation or the tribulation or the stress that I thought I would gonna have. But with that happened, with that temptation that comes from the world, God at the same time give us the escape. So I was trying not to convince, but to remember all these things, so that would help me not to be to let my mind go to other thoughts that are not good. And I was really, really, really blessed to see how God showed me that I'm able to do things with him, and I can live his things, because sometimes we think smaller than we are, and we are not so small as that. We are big, we are important, as I already shared last week, we are so important to God, and we need to look to ourselves with God's eyes. We are really important. If there is anything that is not so good, or some weakness or something, we don't look at that. We just try to look to the Christ in us and try to do better. And if there is anything that we don't like in us or in brother or sister in Christ, the answer to that is to love, because everything will go away. God will cover a lot of things. So we need to love ourselves. I need to love myself and to look at me like God looks, because I know He loves me and I'm His little child. And another verse that I really like, and there is something different in Portuguese that I will mention later, is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It's, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." So, but in Portuguese, he says, He Himself, God Himself, He will make us perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle us. He Himself will do that. So I don't need to fear anything. I just need to stand in His promises, to believe what He says, and edify myself with what He put in my heart, what He gave me in His Word. Of course, we do that in family. We grow as a family. We love each other as a family. But we have to do it to our hearts too, and God will be in charge of that. He will show us. And to finish, I would like to read in Psalm 139 from verse 1 to 5 to finish. So let me open here. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquired with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest all, You knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. This is what God says in His Word. And I'm sure it is like that. I'm so blessed with that. Have a great night. I love you all. God bless you.
Oh, bless you, Anna. Very wonderful. Great encouragement. Thank you. So with that, Anna, I would like you to pray, and then we'll have some manifestations, so anyone that wants to manifest can, and we'll end up a great teaching and fellowship. So you go ahead and pray. Me to pray?
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you, my dear Father, for this night and for all of us here, for our hearts. I deliver in your hands every thought of ours and everything that we need to see with you, Father. And especially I deliver in your hands all the words that we are going to say, inspired for you, how loving and edifying those words are and how important they are to our hearts, Father. I deliver that in your hands in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. So would someone like to speak in tongues or bring forth a word of prophecy? If we have two or three, that would be great.
My dear children, be aware of my word and my will for you. I made you my sons. You are sons of the Almighty. Nothing can stop you, because nothing can stop me. I live in you by my spirit, by the Son I gave for you. You are now my sons. You walk in that world as my light, and my living will, that's what you are. So all walk boldly and walk trusting in what I did in you, not in yourselves. Walk with great joy, because I'm a God of peace, I'm a God of joy, and I have great peace and joy for you as you walk in my love.
Someone else, please.
Na papa shantire siri aham dara papa kiki kriya. Dere dara papa kiki kriya papa shantire da siri kiki kriya. O aham dara papa kriya. Aham dara papa shantara papa shantara paki kriya. Dara shantara baha nidibiya. Know, my children, that I have a burning love for you. Always look to me, and I will strengthen you and succor you in every situation. You have the power to overcome all the troubles in this world, and I will lead you, but look to me and know that my trust is in you, my love is in you, my spirit is in you. I give you the power to walk in this world and to live the victorious life.
And someone else, a word of prophecy or speaking in tongues.
Asamu katura beti sindika tivere vakati su su vakara vakasa. Asamu vakara vakara vakati pindinne vakasa. I'm your God, I'm your Father. Come to me all the time, every moment, every second. I'm always there for you. I'm there to pour out everything that you need into your heart and into your life. So come unto me all the time. I love greatly to help each and every one of you, and I love greatly to shine forth on this earth where you are currently, because I want to manifest myself to this world to reach out so they can see that I am the creator of heaven and earth.
Amen. And someone else.
Truly you are my children. I have given you my spirit, and you can speak my word and go and heal people and do everything you need to do, because I'm with you, I'm in you, I'm around you. You can't fail. You are victorious, more than conquerors. I am your God.
And Jason.
Lawrence.
We're just going to close out a word of prayer a minute. Russ George, do you want to pray on manifest?
No, I want to try to, I'm going to try to manifest, if that's okay.
Go for it, brother. Go for it.
This will be the first time.
Go for it, man. You can do it.
Okay, hold on a second. My dear children, I, thy heavenly Father, have called you and made you my own. I have placed you in the palms of my hand. Trust me, know me, be at peace with me. Let my peace rule in your hearts as I have called you forth to great peace.
Hallelujah. Amen, brother. That's beautiful. Wow.
That works, God, Russell.
Bless your heart, brother. That's really so great, man. Well, Father, we give you great praise, and we thank you for your love. We thank you for your word. We thank you for each believer filled with your spirit. Thank you for people that are going to be listening to this that may not be born again, that they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and get born again, Father, and can walk in that newness of life. Thank you for your word, which is healing, Father. Just thank you, Father, that all we can do all things through Christ. No matter what's hit us or come against us, we can rise above every situation because you're in our corner. You never leave us or forsake us, God. We just thank you that you are just a mighty God and you have great plan and purposes for us, Father. Thank you to help us to rise up to your level of thinking, your way of doing things, Father. Help take off any spiritual blindfolds, Father, that are hindering us. Anything that is hindering us, God, just remove right now in the name of Jesus Christ, so we can see who we truly are, and that we can live and walk and manifest your love and your power, and that we can preach forth the gospel of Christ, Father, that we can bring people and reconcile them back to you, just like Jesus Christ did, that we can operate and use our ministry and word of reconciliation, that we can demonstrate your love, and that we can be bold in every situation, that we trust you with all of our hearts, because you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You designed us, Father, for your glory. And I just thank you that you're working in every individual powerfully and mightily, and No matter what our function is, we're all sons and daughters before you, and we can all do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. And I thank you for this Skype fellowship, Father. It's a blessing. Thank you for the honor and privilege that we're hosting this, and that people, that you've worked great grace in their hearts to come and join us, which has been a great blessing to our life and continues to be, God. And we pray that we can be a blessing to these people here and serve them. Thank you, Father, for service, that we can take our minds off ourselves and we can serve other people, Father, your bread of life. And thank you for Jesus Christ, because he is the bread of life, Father. Thank you. If it weren't for him and you sending him, Father, we'd be still in a ditch. But you've raised us up to your glory. You've cleansed us. You've cleaned us up. And you've seated us at your right-hand side. And we are blessed. Thank you that we can enjoy that every moment, even if we're on our own, even if sometimes the circumstances seem against us, God, that we can encourage ourselves in you, that we can seek you with desire, a desire to do for you, and that we act upon that as you lead us by your Spirit. So I just thank you for blessing everyone, protecting everyone. I speak finances into the areas of people where they're lacking right now, where they're in trouble, Father. You want us to be healthy in finance, Father. Just make a way where there seems no way. In bodies, I just thank you for healing and health in each body right now. In the emotions, Father, in the mind, in the heart. Father, just really bring your deliverance right there, right now. We know that through the washing and water of your word, Father, that's being done right now. People are in a place where they can really rise up from any negative emotions, situations that are going on, Father. I thank you, Father, that you are a God of light in whom there is no darkness. And we give you praise and we give you glory. And we thank you for your wonderful love. And we thank you for your wonderful Son, our Master and Lord and Savior and big brother, Jesus Christ. Thank you that we can honor our head, Father, and that we can just be the people you've called us to be. It's time to be bold, Father. Help us to be bold, that absence of fear, and to refuse any negative situations within our sphere of influence, so we don't have to put up with anything that's not from you. So I thank you for that. Thank you for our authority. Thank you that we are as Christ is in this world right now, Father. And I thank you for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So if you want to chat amongst yourselves, I'll leave the Skype on.
I'm going to send you the information about the teaching, okay?
Yes,
the title, okay?
Excellent. That's one. Anna, thank you very much. That was really great encouragement.
Thank you.
Also, everyone that shared, really wonderful, and especially about Paul, that was really great. And you know, and God's mighty.
Nancy with Luke.
Yeah,
travelled with Paul.
Yeah, that's it. All of that stuff. Everything worked together, and God is at work. And we just need to keep in the momentum. Keep the momentum of what God is doing going, and don't allow these circumstances to sidetrack you. We've all had challenges this week, by the way.
Yeah.
But we don't respond to them and confess them, but we say what God says, you know. And so that's why I don't really share personally now. I used to share, oh, this went on and I was this and I was going through that, but now God's showed me to move on a higher level and to just say what he says, and we don't have to acknowledge the negatives, and they're there, but we don't acknowledge them. You know, so I don't acknowledge Kim every day. No, I'm just joking. So anyway, bless your hearts.
Anna, Pedro, Frank and Annie, before you go.
Yes.
Me and Lawrence were talking. I have the last week of August and the first week of September off.